whilst we are up to Siman Tzadik, we should be really be learning. We're up to Siman Tzadik Seif Ches. I noticed, and I'd like to thank Gideon for pointing it out to us. When I was going through Seif Zion, which is about the shul, I noticed myself I was gesturing a little bit too much when I was doing the audio. So perhaps it didn't come out so clear when I was recording it. When you need to, when I was saying, you know, this way and that way, and I'm just pointing to the, you know, and I'm talking to the audio, it perhaps wasn't such a good. So with your permission, I'm going to zoom through it. It's page 242, just to make sure that it's 100% clear. And I'm going to do it very quickly, but just maybe with the help of my pointing finger, maybe we'll be able to get it clear. Does that make sense, Gideon? Is that, yeah? We'll do it very quickly, followed by Seif Ches. And I want to very quickly, within the next few minutes, I want to get to Seif Tes, which is a very, very crucial Seif, which is Aloch of Tzula B'Tzibah. I'm going to look at Mishlubu Seif Kot and Chof Ches as well tonight. Okay. Without further delay, so we are up to Siman Tzadik, Seif Zayin, page 242. This halacha now tells us there is an issue of not davening v'lo achoyir beis haknesses. You're not allowed to daven behind the shul. Imenu machzir ponav beis haknesses. As long as you're not facing, there's an issue that you're not allowed to look as if you are going different than the public. You're not allowed to make a point that they're all davening in one direction and I'm not joining them. The Mishnah points out, and I'm just going to mention that here in Seif Kotnet as well, but I don't think I mentioned it in the Shia, in the name of the Shuvah Zedek, this is not only talking about Shmoneh Esser, it may also be talking about other parts of davening. So what is it exactly? V'loi achoyer beis haknesses, imenu machzir ponav beis haknesses. V'achoyer beis haknesses, what does it mean? Don't daven in the back of the shul, imatzad she'apesach pasuach boy. So in a normal shul, where's the entrance of a normal shul? Normally, the way if you purpose build the shul, where's the entrance? In the back. So that's, we're talking about I'm not saying this is not a normal shul, I'm just saying if it's a purpose built shul, you'll normally make the entrance in the back. Now, if you have, imagine, there's the entrance shul is in the back over here. So what happens is, so if you've got an entrance over there, that's how people enter the shul. That's the Ona Kodesh. Well, obviously, where are people facing? Where are people davening to? Obviously, towards Mizrach, this direction. And somebody who's standing in the back over there, he's not allowed to face this direction, the opposite direction. Why? What does he look like? Opposite, they're all davening towards Mizrach. I'm davening towards Mecca. I don't know, towards... What? Whatever, he's trying to make a point. You know, he's the one that he wants everyone to talk about in shul. You know, he wants to. So, you know, not daven machoy beis haknesses. He's not in Atta. He finds it more convenient to daven this way. The sun, I don't know, the wind, I don't know, it's more convenient. Whatever. So, yeah, practically, he's davening this way. So, machoy beis haknesses, what's such a beis haknesses, boy, who have a such a point in love, it's the opposite direction. I call it mispalim, it's the opposing direction of the rest of the mispalim. Okay, that's. Tzad one. Now the Yesh Meforshim behepach. Now there's another explanation. Yesh Meforshim there's the other. What is he talking about? This is not talking about conventional shul. Well, it's talking about a shul that the Pesach, the entrance in the front of here. I have seen such a shul. Have you ever seen such a shul? It's very unpleasant. Very unpleasant. Have you ever seen a shul that the entrance in the front? Kolo. Ah, Kolo. Yes, but what? Yeah. No, I'm talking about Mamash the front. Imagine it would be an entrance over here. I've seen it's very, very. It's for the late comers. It's for sure very unpleasant. But anyway, it's very, very unpleasant. It's really unpleasant. But there are such sometimes when you need to cater for Mizrach purposes, architecture, whatever. So imagine it now. What happens? So what happens in such a scenario now? What does he mean to that? You're not allowed to daven behind the shul in the opposite direction. What does that mean? So what it means is, this interpretation means, when you're over here, you're not allowed to daven, you're standing behind the entrance. It's outside the shul, behind the entrance. Now when he says, you're not allowed to daven this direction, why are you allowed to daven this direction? Because you're not davening, it's as if you're going away from the tzibur. You're like, the tzibur are going towards the Ona Kodesh, and I'm differing, I'm going elsewhere. So, Yes, the Mizrach is not the point. That's the Chiddush over here. The Mizrach is not the point. So you are going different than the... Because again, as I said earlier, Mishnah Berurah said it's not only Shemayin Esser. We're not only talking about Shemayin Esser. We're also talking about Shemayin Esser, but also Pesukim Tzim and everything else. So if you're davening this way, really, you're having your back... You're not going with the Tzibur. This opinion, which I hear is a bit harder to understand, but his opinion holds, you've got to daven towards the Olam to show that you're going with the Olam.
So
davening this way, that's right. No, not Mizrach.
If you're interested
in the Kollel and you're in the ladies' part, you should have... Yes, yeah, so... We're going to see soon why this is not true. We're going to see soon why it's not. But at this point, yes. At this point, yes. V'roi loch yishid v'eshnem. V'gam kshim yispal b'shat stodim chutz l'beis ha-knesses. Now, what happens... what happens if there's an entrance on the other side? Like here, mamash like here. If there's an entrance over here, or there's an entrance on the other side. So the halacha is v'yesh gam kshim yispal b'shat stodim chutz l'beis ha-knesses. Yesh la'achmir shiachzir ponov l'beis ha-knesses. You're always going to make sure that you daven towards the shul and not don't have your back towards the oilam. Don't have the back to oilam. It's good with the oilam, like not don't have the back towards the oilam. Does that make sense? So if you're standing outside this door, you got to go this way and not facing that way. The point is shiachzir ponov l'beis ha-knesses. There's something about not having your back towards the don't have your opposite direction of what the oilam is davening. Don't have the back towards them. That's what this opinion says for us. That's only if it's up, clearly you're having your back against them. But if you have in a house, in a room, which is next to the shul, and you're attacking facing Mizrach, Koroi, as opposed to, if there is a proper wall and a proper distinction, that if it's obviously what you're doing really is davening towards Mizrach, and as well as the wall. In other words, if it's obvious from context that you're not going against the tzibur, but you're just davening towards the mizrach, then it will be okay. So if there is an adjoining room over here, an adjoining room, and it's very obvious that you're just, it's an adjoining room, and what you're doing is just davening with the tzibur, together with the tzibur, you're going with them, you're part of the tzibur, then it's okay, because all you're doing really is davening towards mizrach. So in other words, if it's from context obvious that what you're davening is you're davening towards mizrach, and you're davening with the oilam, then it will be okay. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Correct.
This
is.
For some reason, I can't get into this.
Yeah. Okay, so if Ches, we move on. Also, you're not allowed to go past the shul, which is a bit similar to what we just learned now. Also, you're not outside the shul. When the door is open. Where the entrance is. Now, if the oil, imagine this door over here, and people are davening now, Shemayin Esser, you're davening Shemayin Esser, and a person is just walking past, that's no good. Why are you not allowed to just walk past when people are davening? People are davening Shemayin Esser, just walking past, what does that imply? Yeah, like, I mean, they are davening, and I'm doing something else. So there's something intrinsically wrong by walking past an entrance where people are davening. Very good. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us now. It appears that if you are a koifer, I'm not believing in this. Why not joining? They're all davening, and you're not joining. Why are you not joining? Or have you got better things to do? Why are you joining? So now he says various reasons why it should be fine. If you are schlepping something, in other words, it's very obvious that you're busy doing something. You're not coming, but you're working. You're schlepping something. You are doing a delivery. You're working. So it's obviously not a koifer. I'm going to be davening later. I'm working now. You're no semasu. Option number two: shalovush tefillin. If you're wearing tefillin, you're walking past. It's also okay. Why is it okay if you're wearing tefillin? It's a kashid. I'm probably davening a minyan after, the minyan later, the minyan before. I'm the different. I'm not a koyper. I'm putting on tefillin. So it just happens to be that's not my minyan today. Or even if there's another shul in town, why? It's not a problem. It doesn't have to daven my minyan. Some people have that attitude. Yeah, if it doesn't daven my minyan, it might be a koyper. But under normal circumstances, that if in normal circumstances, if there's another shul, so fine. It's just
he's, you know, davening elsewhere. Or sheish lebeis haknesset pesach acher. Or it could even be that if there's another door, that's a bit of a chiddush perhaps. Imagine there's two entrances to the shul. Where do we have two entrances to the shul? Let's think. Oh, even downstairs. Yeah, yeah. So if a person walks past, and let's say this is the only shul in town, and he's not wearing tefillin, and he's not working, but he's just walking past, it's okay if he walks past this entrance because there's another entrance next door. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkot and Chof Hei, basically, nearly to who din, similarly, if that very shul, in regilim beveis haknes, azel asus kama minyonim gam ken shori. If there's various minyonim in that very shul, that's also okay. If there's 7 o'clock minyon, 8 o'clock minyon, 9 o'clock minyon, that's also going to be okay. So the fact that it's only, this Allah only applies if there's one minyon. Yeah, but if there's only one door,
it's not a riot that he's missing it. Could, back in the other.
Yeah, that's right. Who says he's not, the problem is that he's walking past, the fact that he's walking past and not joining the minyon, that's what Nirgul Goyfer. But if he's walking past and not entering this door, if there's another door, might be just okay because he's going to the other door. He wants to go the other entrance. He doesn't want people to, whatever. He fell out with this guy on this side. He wants to enter from the other side. Yeah. Similarly, if he's on his donkey, that's also fine. He's riding an animal, that's also fine. Because you could see that he's just busy doing something else. Mutter, that's going to be permitted. So here we go. There's a problem of walking past the shul if you're making a point of not davening there. If you look near a kekoifa, but if there's other minyonim, either in that shul, in other shuls, then it's halacha doesn't apply. It reminds me, by the way, it's very interesting. You know what sometimes parenting can do, Rabbi Yisrael? I want to tell you something. My shver, my father-in-law, he told me that he was brought up in Copenhagen, was brought up in Denmark. He remembers that there was, he must have been probably, this was going back just after the war years, he said he was walking past, there was one shul, which was the shul where Davin Machzik Hadas, which was the Yekes shul, and on the way there was another shul, which was more the liberals, or more the conservatives, or more the, I don't exactly know what, but they had to walk past that shul. It was a very grand, very big shul, which still exists to this day. And they walked past, every Shabbos, they had to walk past that shul. And he tells me that, and whenever they walked past that shul, his father, that's my Shver's father, he always took his head and turned it around this way. Shouldn't be looking at the shul. It was a reform or concert. I don't exactly know what the shul was, but it was not 100%. He turned his, by force, he turned his way. Shouldn't be looking at the shul. Shouldn't be looking at the entrance of the shul as he was walking past. To make an impression, you know, that's not a walking past. This is great. This is probably, this must be back some 70 or perhaps even 80 years ago. And he still remembers that he said he can still feel it on his head as he was turning his head, as he should not allow to. That was, you know, that, as he walked past the shul, you could be, well, that's obviously a different context in here, but still. The idea of walking past the shul. Okay, now in Sif Tes, as we enter Sif Tes, I want to say this is perhaps one of the most frequently misquoted Shulchan Aruch. Words in Shulchan Aruch, Erech Chaim, Chelek Aleph. The first word, most frequently misquoted. Why so? Let's have a look. Yishtadel Odom. A person, what's Yishtadel? Strive. Try. Attempt. Leispalel Shudavan. Beveis HaKnesses. In a shul. Im HaTzibu. With a Tzibu. So what is Shulchan Aruch telling us over here? Try to go to shul. And to daven with a Rav of the minion. Okay, so what does that imply?
Can.
If you can. Yeah, if it works out. If it kind of works out. Depends on the... Well, I have to check the stage schedule. If it works out, you go to shul, you're done with the minion. That's what exams imply. Very, very, very unfortunate lesson. Has misled a lot of people to a lot of... Very good. I want to look at that together with you. It's very rare.
Probably one hand.
Absolutely, very correct, spot on. It's a very rare nusach, and perhaps, if I may say, a very misleading nusach. Yishtadel. Yeah, it reminds us better. So it said over here that if you can, you should go to a shul without a minion. to avoid any misconception, this is the halach of Tfilah B'Tzibur. This is the halach of Tfilah B'Tzibur. And we're not going to find much more, just a little bit more, which I'm going to speak about soon. We're not going to find much more about the obligation of Tfilah B'Tzibur. Now, boys, say, how much do we learn about the place should be a clean place with Avon? Loads of halachas. How much have we learned about not having, what else have we learned? Loads of halachas about the place, what else? Exactly, so much. And here, Tfilah B'Tzibur, it's just a few words, and that, but there's not much more about it. Tfilah B'Tzibur, that's all it says. Yishtadlu Tfilah B'Tzibur. How incredibly curious that is, that's only the Tfilah B'Tzibur. We know, we've got it down Tfilah B'Tzibur. So, just to make that very, very clear, the Moshe's got a tshuva about this, to ensure that we don't fall into that misleading trap. The last halach in Simen Peites, last halach in Simen Tzadik, gives us, in Siftei Zayin, it's not the last one. Siman Tzadik, Siftei Zayin, that's literally in two pages. You see over there, the halacha says, in Siftei Zayin, how much a person has to travel to daven with a tzibur. I'm not going to read it out loud, but these are, later, there's a small halacha telling you how much a person needs to travel to daven with a tzibur. How much do you need to travel to daven with a minyan? So obviously, that's the proof that what? That will serve as a proof that you need a minyan. That yishtadel obviously doesn't mean try, if it works out. It can't mean that. Because later in two pages we're going to see that there is real halachic ramifications and real requirements how much you need to travel to get to a minyan. We're going to see that a little bit later. Not tonight, but we'll see. So obviously the yishtadel cannot mean yishtadel. So what is in that strange? Why does it say yishtadel? Try to daven with a minyan. It's not. That would be the easy way out. It's not. Printing error. It would be easy. That would be very easy. That would be good. Sorry, chayev.
It means try with all your might.
So Ramosh is very bold about this. Ramosh is very. But why would Shulchan Aruch say a word which is not? It is. I'm not aware if it's a quote. I don't know. It's the Be'er Golem seems to be saying that it's a. Maybe seems to be that it's. I'm not sure. Yeah, it sounds like it's going brachas. Okay, but even so, even if it is a quote, I don't remember if it's a gemara in brachas. It sounds like it. Even then, it needs to be understood why the Shulchan Aruch chose to quote something which sounds very, very misleading. So Moshe wants to emphasize and explain that what he's talking about is shtadl od mispal v'saknesses in matzibur. There's two halachas here. What is the first part of the? What's this? One sentence with 2 points. You shtadl od mispal v'saknesses. You should daven in shul im hatzibur with a tzibur. So how could you interpret it the correct way? What he really means? What he means is, of course, you have to daven with a tzibur. But you know, there's two ways of davening with a minyan. You can either daven with a minyan. Not in shul, in your back garden, in a house, in a kitchen, in a bes medrash even, which is not really a bes hakneses. You could daven anywhere with a tzibur, 10 people on the street, remember COVID? And that's it, yishtadel, of course you've done with the minyan, but yishtadel, that the 10 people you're davening with, the minyan davening should be in a bes hakneses. That's the yishtadel. Of course, a minyan is a requirement, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, you've got to daven with a minyan. But that's what the yishtadel is. Try that the minyan you're davening with should be in a tzibur.
So that's the obvious deal for Mishnah Berurah. It's the obvious deal is that the yishtadel is only going on the base
mitzvah. That's a very good deal, what you're saying. I think that's a very, very good point. I'm also bothered by that. He's telling us stage two before telling us stage one. You could daven our own, with it, yeah. That's the what Moshe said. That's the chiddush of Chinuch. You got a big family of very good example. Very nice. Perfect. Yeah. You got nine boys and one father and nine boys. Yeah. You still got to go to shul. You still got to, and you got to save a toy in your sperm shank. No, you still got to. Cholamoydat. Yeah. Yishtadl is going to tell us that. Rabbi, so where does that all come from? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Akadosh Baruch Hu will always listen to a tefillah b'tzibur. I don't know if Moyes, Akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't it doesn't what? Mois?
Repulse,
that's it. Repulse Tfilah B'Tzibut. There's always something about Tfilah B'Tzibut. It's much more powerful. Even if there are people who are doubting, what, I should have with them? What do you mean? They're non-starters. I'm better than myself. I'm a bigger tzaddik than them. No, that's not an attitude. Even if you'll see me with a not great tzaddikim, nevertheless, don't avoid davening with them. If there are two shuls in town, one is very large, I mean, a lot of people, mitzvah is bal b'yosa. It is a greater mitzvah to daven with a larger shul than a smaller shul. That's interesting. So you've got two shuls, you should ideally pick the shul which is the bigger shul. Because Rav Om Hadas Melech. There is a discussion, is there... Yeah, who says you should have two shuls in town? Who says?
Yeah, but I'm saying, you have two shuls.
Once everyone says it for Rav Om. Yeah, yeah, so you could, there is... Is an element of truth in what you're saying, yeah? So, but I'm saying in principle, and we're going to historically for centuries, Klal Yisrael lived that there was most cities had one shul. Fine. So there's nuschos, sometimes nusach, and then sometimes people split for various reasons. Mishnah Berurah discusses it elsewhere. It's not so posh you can split them in. It's really not so posh you can split. There's halachic parameters when a shul is allowed to split into two. You can't just say why not, because it's not why not. Might as well two. You know the more the merit doesn't go like that. So the question is why yes. Mitzvah. So yeah, but the it doesn't mean. I don't know if that means are you always meant to daven in the larger shul always.
It's a mile
of Vayvam, yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to drop everything else. If the nusach is not right, if the style is not right, if the speed is not right, there's other cheshbonis as well. If the larger shul says the Mishnah Berurah is there's a certain bilbul, there's a certain efkerus, and people are not able to hear, you can't listen there properly. Better to daven at home with 10 people rather than a shul which is efkerus. It doesn't occur to him, it doesn't occur to the Mishnah Berurah, there might be 2 minyanim in town, 2 shuls in town. That Mishnah Berurah didn't think of that. That didn't exist. But if you're on your own, of course you should have an in shul. Of course, I'm with the minion. Now, the next line is also very key. The last line of the column. What is considered tefillah betzibur? What is tefillah betzibur? Tefillah shmoyne esre. That's the Shmoyne Esre that you're davening with 9 other men besides you. Ten over bar mitzvah people davening Shmoyne Esre together. The loik moshichosh vina amoin. Unlike what people think, who are mistaken, sha'ikel ispal ba'asor rak lishmoya kaddish v'kdush v'boch. Some people think that what's Philip Tzibo, you're done with a minion, that you say kaddish, kdush v'boch. No. That's not Philip Tzibo. Philip Tzibo is defined primarily by davening Shmoyne Esra together. And therefore, some people are making a great mistake about this. Therefore, it's an obligation on a person to hurry to go to shul, to be on time, with the tzibur. The primary agenda, the main obligation is to have Shmoyne Esre together. Okay. Yeah, that's also okay. It's not coming like Fuke that.
Is that less of a
mind? It's less of a mind. It's not coming like Fuke that. He's telling us that don't think that the main thing is Kaddish Kedusha. Now, I want to just finish off with the last 4 lines of this Kotni. Brings the Shubas Arad Baz. Because the Shubas are the toughest. What if somebody is in prison? Look at that. Very interesting Shaila. There's a Yid who's in prison. Sha'asor Nozun Rishus, that the officer, gave him permission. Yoim Echel Espalim Al Tzibur Binyin. Imagine a person in a prison. Prison. And the guy gives him 1 day allowance to leave the prison. He can choose. He can go Rosh Hashanah, to get a Shofar. He can go Yom Kippur, can be from the Ila, can be freed from the Ila. He can go Sukkos.
He can go one day, he can be free. Come back. They're tagging him. Come back in 24 hours. What should he do? What should he do? Which day should he do? What would you tell him?
Today.
Today? Why today? Yeah, absolutely. That's what the verse says. Grab the opportunity and do today. Don't delay the mitzvah. Don't wait for him. Kippur, don't wait for Purim. But this, don't wait for Purim, don't wait for Hanukkah, don't wait for Pesach, for Yom Kippur, don't wait today. Because the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzivah is so great, don't push it off, don't delay. There's no right to push off a great mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah, Davin B'Tzivah. It's a great mitzvah, Davin B'Tzivah. So don't delay. Despite the fact that other days may be that little bit greater, that little more important. But don't delay, there's no justification.
He's going to hear Shofar anyway.
No. Even if not, he will not hear shofar. Nevertheless, but he can't lo yachmit. It's giving us an indication how important Tefillah B'Tzivah is. Tefillah B'Tzivah is so choshuv.
You might,
but the lo yachmit. If you really appreciate and understand the value of Tefillah B'Tzivah, you're not going to delay it. You're not going to delay it. There's also other points as well that we never really trust. The advisor also is concerned that maybe he's going to change his mind, and who knows, maybe he's not going to be feeling well that day, and who knows, many other cheshbonos. So if you have an opportunity, pardon?
He'll get out early, Mashiach will come.
Mashiach will come, absolutely. So whatever you can today, so if you ever heard the saying, whatever you can do today, don't, what's the expression?
Don't delay.
Whatever you can do today, don't delay. Yeah, if you do whatever you can do today, don't delay. Is that your mother? Your mother told you that in German is an expression. Don't I? In English must also be the equivalent. Whatever you can today, don't delay. Well, what's the? Yeah. So all those wise statements. If you want to know the correct source for that, it's this advice over here. Yeah, that's where it comes from. That's where your mother got it from. That you don't delay. Tefillah B'Tzivah is not to be pushed one day off the prison. Grab next opportunity, go today, and done with the tzibur. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the halachos tonight. We're going to be talking more about this in Mitzvah tomorrow. And having said this, I wish you a very good evening.